CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. The Trump administration could again extend a deadline in 3 days for China's ByteDance to divest the U.S. assets of app TikTok or shut it down. President Trump, though, is not revealing his cards.
We may let it die, or we may, I don't know, it depends, up to China. It doesn't matter too much. I'd like to do it for the kids. They like it. I mean, selfishly speaking, I did very well on TikTok, and I got the youth vote.
The BBC's Tom Bailey says it comes as the U.S. and China are resuming talks on the app and on tariffs.
The most likely outcome from this round of talks is expected to be another extension of a deadline for the social media platform TikTok's Chinese owners to divest its U.S. operations by next week or face a shutdown in the country.
Calls for lowering the temperature of political rhetoric days after the assassination of Charlie Kirk on a college campus. CBS's Willie James Inman.
Arizona Senator Mark Kelly, whose wife, former Congresswoman Gabby Giffords, survived a shooting 14 years ago, says political violence is not a one-sided issue.
We are more divided than we have been probably in my lifetime or yours. And if we don't collectively try to come together to fix it, it can get worse.
Kelly spoke on NBC. The 22-year-old suspect is not cooperating with investigators, says Utah Governor Spencer Cox on CNN. But he says the suspect's roommate has been talking to investigators.
The roommate was a romantic partner, a male transitioning to female. I can say that he has been very cooperative. This partner has been incredibly cooperative, had no idea that this was happening.
FBI Director Kash Patel will face congressional hearings this week. They'll focus on a host of issues, including the Kirk shooting. As our Scott McFarlane reports, Patel twice said a suspect was in custody when that was not the case.
The FBI director was called with some social media posts that were conflicting with other information, saying a subject was in custody, then a subject was released. And the FBI director also posted this weekend, against all law enforcement recommendations, we released that video of the suspect. The governor of Utah today said, we certainly never recommended against releasing video. So there's some questions to answer for the FBI as this week begins.
In the Angels-Mariners game tonight, Seattle catcher Cal Raleigh has just tied Mickey Mantle for the most home runs by a switch hitter in a single season with 54.
Off the end of the bat, but shot deep. Does it have enough? It's gone!
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, listen to this. All I needed was a new starter. Got a great deal on eBay. Did it myself.
Yeah, that's cool. But how about the soft purr of an upgraded exhaust when it fits just right?
Yeah, for me, it's the little things. Like these new windshield wipers from eBay I installed. From small fixes to big upgrades, eBay has all the parts you need at prices you'll love, guaranteed to fit every time. eBay, things people love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
You need parts? O'Reilly has parts. Get one free set of brake pads when you buy two brake rotors. Upgrade to Brake Best Select pads for just $10. Or upgrade to Brake Best Select Pro or Import Direct pads for just $20. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
New Haven, Connecticut gets in the Guinness World Record book for the largest pizza party.
This official Guinness World Record attempt has begun!
4,525 hungry people showed up in their stretchy pants ready to shovel in the pies. Colin Kaplan with Taste of New Haven organized the event.
The guys here today made 625 pies.
That's 10,000 slices. Each person had to eat at least two.
I'm feeling really good.
And according to the Guinness World Record spokesperson,
the record to beat stood at 3,357 people.
Which they surpassed.
Stacey
Lynn, CBS News.
The FAA says a Delta flight departing Miami International Saturday returned safely to the airport shortly after takeoff. It followed a reported bird strike that forced the plane to make an emergency landing. There were no injuries. Matt Piper, CBS News.
WRJN weather.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the low 60s. Sunshine 75 for Monday, clear skies and 63 Monday night. Sunshine mid-70s again on Tuesday. For Wednesday, mostly sunny, highs near 78. Thursday, mostly sunny, with highs in the upper 70s.
Currently 66 degrees.
See the light. Park to Pershing Park. Local news and timeless hits.
Escalate. and see. Oh, what's going on?
What's going on?
What's going on?
What's going on?
Yeah, what's going on?
What's going on?
Oh, what's going on?
What's going on?
Right now. Right now.
local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Are you going to Scarborough Fair? Parsley, sage, rosemary. Was a true love of mine. Tell her to make me a cambric shirt, a deep forest green, parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme.
WRJN, not only your source for local news and timeless hits, but your favorite Wisconsin teams, too. We'll follow the Brewers to the postseason, and now the Packers, too. When it comes to the big teams, we've got the game covered with the play-by-play and the wrap-ups with our award-winning sports reporter, Mike Clemens. Brewers, Packers, local news, and timeless hits, all on one station.
And sealing wax and other fancy stuff. Oh, Puff the Magic Dragon lived by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Hanalei. Puff the Magic Dragon lived by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Hanalei. Together they would travel on a boat with billowed sail. Jackie kept the lookout perched on Puff's gigantic tail. Noble kings and princes would bow whene'er they came. Pirate ships would lower their flags when Puff roared out his name. Oh, Puff the Magic Dragon make way for other toys. One gray night it happened, Jackie Paper came no more, and Puff that mighty dragon, he ceased his fearless roar. His head was bent in sorrow, green scales fell like rain.
Pretty woman, then you look lovely as can be. treat you, I'll treat you right. Come with me, baby, be mine tonight. I'll go on home, it's late. There'll be tomorrow night, but wait, what do I see? Is she walking back to me? Yeah, she's walking back to me.
You Lord, for the night time, and forget the day. A day of uptight time, baby, chase it away. I get a relaxation, and it's time to brew. I thank the Lord for the night time, I thank the Lord for you. Talk about plans now, baby, I got plenty. But nothing ever seems to turn out the way it should. Talk about money, girl, I ain't got any. Seems like just one time I'm feeling good. Thank the Lord for the nighttime. Forget the day. They up 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 tight time, baby, chase it away. I get a relaxation, it's a time to brew. I thank the Lord for a night time, I thank the Lord for you. Thank the Lord for the night time, to forget the day, day of uptight time, baby, chase it away. I get a relaxation, it's a time to brew. I thank the Lord for the night time, thank the Lord for you. Now,
when I think about show I care. Love you every day, girl. Always on my mind. One thing I can say, girl. Love you all the time. Hold me, love me. Hold me, love me. I ain't got nothing but love, babe. 8 days a week. 8 days a week. 8 days a week.
WRJN.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
I only have
News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. Tonight in Washington,
heavens are roaring.
Members of the Trump administration were among those holding a vigil for Charlie Kirk, who was killed last week. Director of National Intelligence Tulsi Gabbard.
Every soldier lives this fact, this truth. I may disagree with what you say, but I will defend to the death for your right to say it. Charlie lived by this principle.
Kirk was not in the military. Despite calls on both sides to lower the political temperature, President Trump sees it differently.
The problem we have is on the left. And when you look at the agitators, you look at the scum that speaks so badly of our country, the American flag burnings all over the place, that's the left. That's not the right.
Authorities in Utah say two men have been arrested on suspicion of placing an incendiary device under a news media vehicle in Salt Lake City. The bomb did not go off. News media have descended on Salt Lake City following Kirk's assassination. Our Carter Evans is in Utah and says increased security could be coming for politicians.
CBS News has learned the Trump administration is sending a $58 million request to Congress to increase security for members of the executive and judicial branches in light of the assassination.
In Chicago, a large Mexican Independence Day parade despite increased immigration enforcement fears within the city's Latino communities.
Thousands of people lined the sidewalks along a 2-mile stretch of road in a neighborhood predominantly populated by Chicagoans of Mexican descent.